Good morning. I trust that this year can be a year that we can get to know God in a more intimate way. It would be interesting to know how many of you have responsibilities this year. Can I have a raise of hands? Those of you who are teaching. What about those of you that are doing something for the first time? My hand is up. It's my first time. So anyway, we appreciate your prayers. I want to talk to you this morning about something that I have struggled with for many years. But by God's grace, I feel like I have made progress. And that is I've been believing lies about myself. I want to, after a couple of minutes, I want to give you an opportunity to help me name some of the lies that that Satan uses today. So please be thinking about that. Satan used that since the beginning, when he came to Adam and Eve. He used a lie. He said, "Did God really say so? You know that you're gonna become like him." And he's still using that today. He has many lies that he likes to use to separate us from God. So the first part of this devotional, I want to talk about the lies from Satan, and then the last part, about truth. What is truth? The Bible says in John 8, verse 48, I'll be reading the last part of that that verse. And here's talking about Satan. He said, "For he is a liar and the father of it." Satan is the father of lies. It also talks about, in other words, how that he is, he comes to us as a roaring lion. He wants to kill and to destroy. He wants to take life. And there are different ways that Satan tries to separate us from God. And I chose to talk this morning about this way of putting lies in our minds. Either lies about ourselves or lies about God, or lies that we believe about other people. One of the lies that I believe for many years was that for me, that God must not love me, or he would have kept my parents, my first parents, from dying. I couldn't understand why that happened. And another one was that I'm different. I'm a foreigner, so therefore I'll never gonna be able to fit in here in another country or in the States. And the sad thing about it for me was that I didn't even know that these were lies. For many years growing up, I just thought that's just the way it is, and I didn't know that. And I wonder sometimes how many people are like that today. And I discovered that when I went to Hope Ministries for, and that's been probably about 10 years ago. And I remember how I felt. It's like, wow, to know that I can be free. I don't have to feel like that all my life. I think only God can bring a healing like that from the inside out. So now I want to just open it up a little bit and give you an opportunity. Wonder what do you think are some of the lies that Satan loves like to use today? There's many different ways, I think, he tries to make us stumble.
I'll never be good enough. Everybody else has it together. I'll never be able to get out of this tough situation.
I'm valuable because of what I do.
I'm sorry?
I'm valuable because of what I do.
I'm the only one that feels this way.
I'm a mistake. People will never forget the mistakes I've made. God is not trustworthy, is another lie he uses.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think it's something that we can probably all struggle with sometimes. In John 14:6, it's a very familiar verse. Probably all of us can say it by memory, but it says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. So when those thoughts come, we need to ask God, are those thoughts from God or are they from the enemy? Because Jesus says that he is the truth and that he gives life. Satan, on the other hand, he wants us to be in bondage. I want to tell you something that happened to me years ago that really helped me to kind of work through some of these things. And I should just say that by no means I have I'm out of the woods or I have overcome that, but I have like I said, God has given me his help, and I had people that come along that were encouragement to me. But one time, years ago, when I was at Hope Ministries, I was praying with Nevin and Joanne. God brought this picture to my mind. That is like, my heart is like a house that has different rooms. And all my past and feeling like I wasn't worth anything, stupid growing up and all that, I had put that in a room at the corner of the house, and I threw away the key, and I was not about to go in or let anybody else go in into that room. And so, like I said earlier, I thought I was going to feel stupid and worthless, like I'm just not worth anything, because after all, I'm an orphan, and I was adopted, and I'm a foreigner. I mean, there's a lot of things you can... And I thought, that's going to be with me for the rest of my life. I'll never be able to overcome that. And so it felt like Jesus found the key, or he got the key, and went into the room, opened the door, and went in. And he made everything right. Cleaned the room, organized the furniture. And that was just so, I was just so amazed to think that that part of my life that I thought I was never going to be able to experience healing, God was able to go into the past and make it right, where I can experience healing and I can feel whole as a person. So I guess I'm sharing that for you, that if there's some of you, I don't know what your past is, I don't know what your struggles are, but we know we have an enemy that he loves to condemn us and say, oh, you'll never amount to anything, you're worthless, that there is hope. And I want to close with that verse that all of us probably know. Romans 8:1. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. So we don't have to be stuck. There is hope, and there's help available. And I'm so glad for that. Let's go ahead and bow our heads to prayer. Dear God, thank you so much that you are the great physician. Thank you, Lord, that if we humble ourselves before you, that you are ready to help us and we can experience that abundant life that you have promised. I pray that if there are some here this morning that feel stuck, there's no way out, that you would remind them that there is hope and that you're with them. And with your help, they can go forward. I pray, Lord, for the new Sunday school year. Pray for each teacher that you would be with them. I pray that we would cry out to you for wisdom and give us hearts that are open and teachable to whatever you want to show us today. In Jesus' name, amen.